think about it to get through the day, to find some money, to find a way.
Welcome back to Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Musician Miles Coyne was obsessed with comic books when he was growing up in Escanaba, Michigan, feasting on the creativity of the images. Music came a little later when Coyne and his family moved to Green Bay while he was in high school. He became friends with fellow students who were in a band and never looked back. Today, Coyne lives here in Milwaukee and is involved with many bands in the River West community. He finds that collaboration with other musicians is key to learning, growing, making music, and to creating family. Coyne recently chatted with WUWM At Night's Eleanor Peterson, and we're now hearing his song, Minotaur.
Always wanted to be. It's a lonely way. When you aim for the best, when you retrace your steps, you will learn from the past. With a battle axe, I'm coming back for more.
Miles Coyne, welcome to WUWM.
Hello. Yes, thanks for having me.
We just heard Minotaur. What was the inspiration behind Minotaur?
I was sitting at home watching a lot of The Shining. There's this weird movie on Netflix that kind of goes into the conspiracy theorists of that movie. It's totally insane, but I kind of got lost in watching that movie, and I was going through a period where I was just trying to do something different with the music and the band and I was growing up a little bit. So I was thinking a lot about when you kind of learn a lot from your past. And that kind of happens in that movie a lot, really. In the subtle themes of The Shining, that's going on. I realized what I was going through in this movie. And there's a lot of imagery in the movie I kind of borrowed from. There's my experience in the song, but I really like. In the movie, you know, the kid's running from his dad, and he's in the maze, and there's at the end, he escapes him by walking backwards through his footsteps, and that was something I thought was a really cool image. And, you know, I kind of sing about having a battle axe and coming back for more. Whereas in the movie, that's a little bit more murderous. Mine's supposed to be a little bit more triumphant. Like, it's a battle. It's a good thing, you know. Like, the door is you as a person. You're trying to get through a challenge like that.
So it's not really mythological as, like, the Minotaur is.
Well, in that movie, he's kind of like a Minotaur. He's running around, and there's a lot of subtle things I couldn't get. You know, he's got those huge eyebrows. He's just like, and he gets all mad. So that's kind of where that comes from. I'm sort of making fun of Jack Nicholson and myself.
I wish the listeners could have seen that facial expression.
Just imagine, do a face yourself. Listeners.
You're originally from the UP. How did you end up in Milwaukee, and how does the music scene compare to the one back home?
Oh my goodness. When I was in the UP, I was just like living with my family, you know, with my mom next to my grandma and my grandfather. And so there wasn't much music. I mean, I had piano teachers and I was doing that stuff, but I was more stuck in comic books then. It wasn't until after, you know, we moved to like Green Bay before I went to high school. And then that's when I kind of met a bunch of my friends in the band Temple, Jamie and Cassidy, and later Larkin. That was the band I've been in the longest. And that's when, in high school, that's kind of when that took over. I used to be like a comic book nerd, but it just turned into a band nerd. It's the same thing, essentially, really. So yeah, it was kind of like in Green Bay. But yeah, when I moved here after going to school in Madison, just because we thought there was kind of like a weird punky community here. And there totally was, with a bunch of house shows. And there's so much more we discovered, you know, all the indie bands and all the huge festivals. And so I would say that, I mean, out of anywhere, I really love Milwaukee's music scene.
You've established yourself in Milwaukee, particularly in River West, Brady Street, Locust Street. What is it about Milwaukee that attracts musicians like yourself and like your bands, the Rusty Nickel Band and Ladder? What is it about that part of the city that draws that attention from musicians and to musicians?
I think it's an evolution of what's going on. There's like venues in there like Lineaments, you know, great places that have existed for a long time. And then there's just people like me and all my friends, you know, graduating college. I mean, I graduated college a while ago, but there's a lot of people moving to town that are songwriters that have, like, my friends, like the Ugly Brothers. They lived in Madison. It's like, you guys should come here. And then they move here, and then we all go to Lineaments, and we're just kind of like, look at this moment. So I feel like, I think the city just has a lot there that people, you know, there's a lot of great venues and stuff.
In the album you released last August titled Take Things As They Come, You dedicate the album to three women because they make up your home. You know, going through your albums and going through your work, I'm realizing, is there an underlying theme throughout your work about home or belonging somewhere?
On that record, yes, definitely. That's kind of like the coming-of-age record. I'd made a few records before that were just me just trying to figure it out, but that was the one where I had a lyrical idea what I was trying to express. When my grandmother passed away, it was a very hard thing for my mother, who, I mean, and me and myself and everyone in the family, you know, and a lot of the grandkids kind of there a lot, so yeah, I was just kind of going through that, kind of realizing that this is the moment. I mean, and still, that's still there. That journey's still there. So that's kind of like the initial leap of the journey of life. But yeah, so there is an underlying theme of trying to express what can I do with the time I have to, like, make the family proud. There's a fun little journey there in my head. Like, what am I going to do with my next 10 years of my life? So I try to do a lot of fun stuff with that being said.
Addictedness of you, well, I'm this fool, how I only play the game. What I find strange is you see me when you hallucinate. Well, turkey burgers, sell a piece of fruit, I beg up cashews, well, it's just cranberry juice. Anyway, you see me when you hallucinate. And everything today that I hate, I don't find it hard that you couldn't keep a job pursuing all human dreams. You won't get bored with making a fortune if it's easier than it seems. Oh, sure, she did it up for you. So the landlords ain't got zip to do. But what I find strange is it happens on your payday lately. I don't find it weird you don't find a career pursuing all Truman dreams. You won't get bored with making a fortune if it's easier than it seems. Which is easier than it seems. Green cheese, string cheese, butter toast with honey, one banana, chocolate cherry sundae. Anyway, you see me when you hallucinate. And I don't mind that it's never quite enough, and Robitussin isn't for your brains. What I find strange is the feeling it's supposed to create, the way that bugs and beetles behave, the atoms in your room rearrange, the boogie board riding away at the distance that you're moving away. But you see me when you hallucinate. You see me when you hallucinate.
On the album Song by Rusty Nickel is mostly written by you, but with the exception of one by Kaylee Conway, and we just heard another one of her songs, The Volcano Song, what kind of stories do you aim to tell in your songs when you're writing?
With Take Things As They Come, I'm definitely trying to, like, give this image of my sort of journey of life, kind of figuring out what I'm doing, you know, early 20s vibe. But with the Kaylee song being on there, I really liked, we borrow her ideas of themes and kind of feature it in there. Because at the same time, me and my friends are playing a ton of bands together. You know, like Kaylee and the drummer at the time who's in the band, they have their own band now called Kaylee Conway and the Lucy Cukes. There's a sense of community in our friend group where we like to play shows together and have friends playing each other's songs. So with About being on the record, I was trying to borrow the lyrical themes, just sort of, because she's singing about a man, you know, so it sort of takes you out of the context of me singing. You know, I was just cool with, hey, Kaylee, just throw a song on there. I love that song, you know. So yeah, there's kind of like two ideas there.
Do you prefer playing and singing solo, or do you like the collaboration with being in the groups and performing with other musicians and taking other groups' works? Like, what is the venue that you prefer working in the most?
That's something I still try to discover. I really love having the band because I really like having people that are just positive. And, you know, if I freak out and have a bad day, the mandolin player Jordan Siskin like, hey, like, don't do that, and it'll like calm me down. You know, the family is a huge thing. Lately, we have different people in the band. We have a different guitar player and an optional drummer friend that play with us. So that's really cool. And then when I play solo, I get the experience to just kind of like work on my singing. And I can sing really good with the band, but I feel like sometimes when the band's there, I get a little distracted. So there's like props to both. You know, a lot of my favorite songwriters do that too, where they play solo or they play with the whole band. And I like to strive for that.
With the name of your band, the current one that we're talking about, because you're re-releasing your album, Take Things As They Come, with your band Miles Coyne and the Rusty Nickel Band. Why is it a rusty nickel? What image are you trying to portray with that adjective and that particular coin?
I mean, when we originally thought of the name, my friend Cassidy came up with it as a joke. And I was like, I really love Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and names that are just ridiculous from the 60s that just make no sense. I would love to have one of those. And I don't think the name has any of that funny 60s shine to it at all. But it was like, oh, coin, nickel, there's five band members. That's funny. And it was just like immediately like, that's totally it.
Then what genre would you label yourself as by yourself when with your bands?
With the Rusty Nickel Band, we tend to be like an alternative rock band that sort of borrows occasionally. I mean, not on the record, but we have some new things. So it's kind of like alternative rock, but we try to sometimes experiment from different elements of pop. We used to be like Take Things As They Come is a very folky record, and we're not like that anymore. I play electric guitar and stuff, so we're definitely basing our material off like Americana and kind of alternative rock as it turned into indie rock in like 2000, you know, back when like Arcade Fire was like showing up, but they weren't like really big. And then when I play solo, it's just like a singer thing. It's just like a songwriter thing. It doesn't have the colorful solos and the mandolin and the awesome bass and any of that stuff. It's like just a guy and his guitar. So I guess indie folk Americana. I would love to say black metal, but that's not true.
So then what's next for you? What's coming up in the next 6 months?
Oh, there's so much going on. I mean, we're trying to finish our new Rusty Nickel EP. I'm trying to self-release that, maybe with a friend. We're doing a tour in July as Animals in Human Attire. I play bass with my friend Jack Tell and Alex and Nathan and Charlie. Charlie's in solo, so we're going on tour in July. We're coming back in August, and me and my friends, our collective of friends that all play together, we're called Bread King. It's kind of like a name for your drinking group of friends. We're not like a label or anything, but we like to do events and stuff. We're doing a music festival from July 31st until August 3rd in River West, kind of like a bar hopping thing. So I've been setting that up. And then right after that, Temple is re-releasing our first record, The Conscience of the King, on vinyl. And we're doing like a 4-week West Coast tour. And then I might be doing another tour right when I get back with another band, but I don't know if I can talk about that one yet.
So how do you juggle between the two bands? And because you're playing two different roles in each band.
Yeah, well, right now, like, you know, as we make the Ladders record, Jordan from the Rusty Nickels and Jack, who's always a Rusty Nickel family member and also an Animals, they have their own project, the Lousy Trouts. They went on tour for like 2 weeks with the Ugly Brothers, which is our bass player. So half my band just went and did a tour with their bands. So while they're touring, we jump as Ladders really quick to go make a record really fast. And we got like 2 weeks to do this. We got to do it now, because when the band comes back, we're like, we can't do this anymore. I plan around a lot of that. So yeah, you share. Everyone's got their own band. I'm just one of a lot of people.
Before we go, we have one last song we're going to hear from you, and it's called My Grandmother's House. And you touched a little bit on your grandmother's passing, but can you explain a little bit more about what we're going to be hearing and listening for in the song?
I guess at the time, you know, I lived right next door to my grandmother, and she had a house that everybody lived in. You know, I lived in there for like a few months when my mom was transitioning to the city to get ready with her job. So, you know, it's like a weird situation. You're kind of in your, you know, your relative has passed away, and you're kind of looking at all the photos of her being younger and this whole part of her life. It's her life's over, but it's all here right now. It's just like left over. I kind of sing about people ripping off the wallpaper. You know, you rip off the paper wall or the wallpaper and you got to put some new stuff up, you know. So I kind of hit on that a little bit. I hit on my mom. My mother was dealing with that experience a lot, you know, going through the house and cleaning all the boxes and stuff. So I was just trying to like let her know that I know what she's going through. You know, we're a family. We're together. The name lives on. Trying to go into a sad situation optimistically. You know, that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Miles Coyne, thank you so much for being on WWM.
Thanks to you. Seriously, thank you so much. Isn't it funny how the house is filled with photos of her younger self?
Miles Coyne is the leader of the Miles Coyne and the Rusty Nickel Band, and he's the drummer for the group Ladders. He's originally from Escanaba, Michigan, but now makes his home here in Milwaukee. The Rusty Nickel Band will be re-releasing their album Take Things As They Come on cassette tape in August, and they'll play at the Brady Street Festival on Saturday. Coyne spoke with Eleanor Peterson, and the full interview was originally aired on WUWM at night. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.
Miss Sunday Mass, the funeral, but don't blame me, 'cause I was in another state. She left behind a letter that told me.